Blog Talk Radio.
Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I'm Sandy Rogers, and it is my honor to serve as your radio hostess for tonight. So thank you for being here. And, you know, I tell you this every week, but it's true. I get so geeked up on Tuesday nights, man. It's like Christmas for me every week. So I get 52 Christmases a year. And I just love it being in this spot where I can introduce and share the incredible guests that agree to appear on the show every week with you, the live audience. So thank you so much for being with us. And like I said, my guests are just absolutely amazing. And tonight is no exception. And I just can't wait to introduce her. But for right now, let's kind of keep things in order, right? So the first thing that we always do is give honor and give thanks to the ancestors, to all of our ancestors for being with us always, but especially on Tuesdays as we discuss issues not ordinarily talked about in an open setting. You know, we may whisper about it in a corner or something like that, but as far as being very vocal, and that's what we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness. We're very vocal, and we stand on the shoulders for strength of our ancestors. And so with that running through our veins, we're able to have these discussions and have them very matter-of-factly. So ancestors, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we love you sincerely. So, man, our ancestors, they got us. It's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called Women of Water, the Awesome Power of Women, and our beautiful, beautiful sister guest tonight is Miss Diana McLean, and we'll be bringing her on shortly, and we're going to just be freestyling it. We don't have any pre-made questions and answers and things like that. We're going to let spirit just flow through us. So thank you once again. So, audience, you know you're always welcome to be a part of what we're doing here. So you're welcome to call in and join in the discussion. Excuse me. Just make sure that when you're not talking that you mute your phone. There should be a mute button on your phone because the microphones are extremely sensitive and it picks up every little thing. So so that we have the best quality of playback, please do that for us. Our call-in number, in case you're not aware of it, is 516-531-9819. And again, you can always go back and listen to any of our broadcasts by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. / Sandy Rogers, and that's S-A-N-D-Y-R-O-D G-E-R-S. And so I can't wait to bring on Diana. She is such a lively, inspirational individual, and let her tell her story. But first, what I would like to do is to take a short music break so that we can kind of, you know, get ourselves all ready for this. And so thank you for listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And we're going to take a quick music break, and we shall return momentarily.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever.
So that was the sister group, Mary, Mary, Go Get It. And I tell you, that reminds me of our guest tonight, Diana, because, man, she be always in the flow. She be on it. You talk to her, she's in Texas. You talk to her again, she's in France. You talk to her again, she's in Hong Kong. I mean, she is just a world traveler. She be taking care of business. She be making things happen. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And we have with us tonight Diana McLean, who is one of our Women of Water with the Water of Life Symposium, or the Water of Life group. And Diana is going to be coming to us from California. And I would like to offer some prayers for the individuals that are in that situation with the fires and the other hazards that we have going on there. And so Diana is taking time from out of her schedule to be with us, and we're thankful for that, and even more thankful that she is safe and things are looking okay. So I don't want to put any words there for her. But Diana, just open up your line. Are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for such a lovely introduction. yes, we are experiencing the fires out here, and it's been rough, but we do what we do.
Right, right, right. And so, not to belabor the point, but can you just give us an update from a real person perspective?
Oh, we had a fire last week, and it was coming out of Vallejo, which is right in the Bay Area. And that fire was closer than the Sonoma fire to our area in which I live in. So they closed the bridge down because they were afraid that the bridge would catch on fire and all of the grass surrounding the area before you got to the bridge was on fire. So they closed the whole freeway down. And the air quality, of course, is terrible. It's still not that breathable. People that have asthma or any other kind of lung condition has to be careful even going outside. Mm-hmm. The Sonoma fire, however, which is out of Sonoma County, it's a large county, but it's our wine country. So mm-hmm. that fire has been the worst. It has burned over almost 80,000 acres. But thank God now it is pretty much contained for the most part. And, yay, we're happy about that. Thank God for that.
I know, right, right. Well, thank
yes,
you for sharing that
yes.
information. You know, what awesome. I've come to appreciate is that a lot of times the reporters, even the weather, or especially the weather, individual seem to exaggerate situations, and we don't always get the truth about what's happening.
Absolutely.
So, so thank you for taking that time to give us that quick update on what's actually going on there in California. So welcome Life, Love, and Wellness. You are one powerful sister, and I'm so thankful that you're with us tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Sister to sister, I'm just trying to just keep my spirituality growing and growing so that we can share it with all of our sisters.
Yes, yes. So tell us a little bit about you, Diana.
Well, I would like to talk about urine therapy and
okay.
how I first came to know about it. I was on a cruise and I met your nephew, AK, and this gentleman became interested in me because I'm a talker. I like to talk. So he was like, "Who is this lady talking?" So as we began to talk, we started talking about drinking urine, and it's not a conversation that one often talks about, but
right.
was, I don't know why it was easy for me, not having heard of it or actually thought about drinking my urine. Listening to him, he made it easy. So as the cruise went on, it became a main conversation. And I must say, it took me about a month and a half before I actually started drinking the urine from the time I spoke with AK. So he was the influence upon me being able to succeed in drinking my urine. And I'm so glad I did because my spiritual self has really awakened because of this. Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to talk about the first time we went to Vegas, where all of us know the ladies who are listening besides us, the urine therapy, the urine drinkers. We had such a lovely time. The first time I went, it was just totally unbelievable, the amount of love that people that I didn't know was showing me. And I did not really understand why until I continued to drink my urine. It opened up new avenues of self-exploration. Yes.
So how close was the cruise? How much time did you have in experiencing urine therapy before we actually had the symposium? Did you have a couple of months, a couple of weeks, or?
Well, actually, okay, the cruise was on Mother's Day in May. June the 8th, I started drinking my urine, and I did that particular day. I called AK up, and I asked him would he drink with me. And he said, well, sure I will. And he said, why that day? It was my son's birthday, so that made it very special to me. And I
that is so good.
That day so it only took from June till September, and I was at that symposium. I think it was the 22nd. It was the 22nd. I was in L.A. at the symposium.
Right.
Yes.
And you fit right in, like you have been a part of the group forever.
Well, you know what, Sandy, that was more, we can't say who I am, but I think just knowing people that had the experience that I had upon drinking urine, I wanted I felt more of a camaraderie with people in general. We're just human beings. And,
right.
You know, as you say, the ancestors, I don't know if the ancestors at that time were speaking very strongly, but I was just drawn to everyone because everyone was so loving and so kind. And I met you. It seemed like I knew you all my life.
Right.
So, yes.
So do you find that, Diana, unusual to be in a group setting where people initially, right, would start off, as we would call it, strangers, but there is such a kindred energy, a kindred spirit amongst everybody that there's really no stranger in the room? Have you ever experienced that? Or do you experience it regularly when you're out and about in the different places? Because I know you're all over the world. So do you find that in the situations that you be in?
No. No, I have not found that yet, other than in Vegas when we all meet. I have not been able to find that, no. First time was when I experienced meeting with everyone. And I still am just overwhelmed with the amount of friendliness, the feelings that we are able to feel from one another. I haven't experienced that anywhere. And believe me, I've been a few places. And this is the kind of thing that you want to be able to feel when we say that we are spiritual beings living inside of a human body. We want to be able to experience all of this good stuff. But I have not. I think my channels of spirituality has been opened and by drinking my urine and everyone in the surrounding who has. So, no, I have not been able to feel that or experience that friendship, that kindredness, no, Sandy. And that's why I want to show up. I love it.
It is such a unique and for me unexperienced, and you know, I've been involved with a number of various religious groups of people. I mean, you know, across mm-hmm. the board. Because I started when I was young, I had the freedom, you know, to go with my different friends who were Seventh-day Adventist or Catholic or, you know, Jehovah Witness and things like that. And so I think I've always been on a quest my whole life for what we experience at the symposium or in that place of being a water drinker. You know, it's really beyond words for me, and I say yeah. that when I can't explain it in words, and I'm always like grappling for words to, you know, to fully explain it. It has to be spiritual, because we are not necessarily designed to express in human words a spiritual experience, because it's very personal. You know, it's like your fingerprints, right? It's like yes. you can't explain what you're feeling to anybody, because it's you. It's your thing, you know.
Yes, and everyone is unique in their own spirituality. I had been in the company of and studied a little bit of Islam and Buddhism and Hinduism. I just grabbed into a little bit of all of the various religions, not all, but quite a few. Of course, being raised as a Baptist, you know how we know about that. But as you said, there's always been a longing to be able to have this feeling of completeness. Must I say a higher level of God's spiritualness? And until I started drinking my urine, I just had not made it there. I'm still looking. I'm still wanting to go further with this, because I am still new at it. But every year, every month, all the time, I'm experiencing a new newness with this urine drinking. And I can't even explain it. Like I said, it is very hard to explain all of the things, the in-depthness in which I am going into my mind, my soul, the levels in which I want to reach, and also the doors that has not been opened to me. It seems as if they're beginning to open as far as my soul.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a powerful statement.
It's where it's taking me. I could not mm-hmm. say enough for anybody to be able to experience this. I know we all are going to experience different feelings when it comes to how and where the water drinking from the beginning will take us. But we may drink for years. We may drink a month, according to who we are and how developed we are already on our soul's journey. The urine can take us different places and different levels at different times. And I am just so enthused that it's taken me where it's taken me. And I know you are too, Sandy.
I am. You know, because it's such a, like you say, it's such a special, deep place. And the longer I drink, the more in tuned I am with everything around me that's going on. I seem to be able to pick up energies a lot quicker than what I had prior to, you know, ever starting the urine drinking. So I was explaining to a guy the other day at this restaurant, you know, he was asking me, what did I do to stay as healthy, you know, as I appeared. And so I was telling him, you know, for my eating habits and drinking urine. And then I went to tell him about the extended fast that I've done. And he didn't catch it initially, right? So after maybe about 15 or 20 minutes, he was like, did you say urine? You know, like that. And it was just funny to me because I think one of the things that have happened for me, Diana, is that I'm real free, you know, with talking with people about it. I don't think I was as free in the beginning, maybe because I was still trying to figure it out for myself, you know, like what I really thought about it and the difference that it made in my life. But now it's just like, you know, I'm real open. And like I say, you know, I was at a restaurant having this conversation with a total stranger, you know, and we were just really engaged. And then, you know, until he caught what I said, he's like, oh, well, what kind of information do you have about it? So, of course, I directed him to my YouTube channel, you know, and I was like, this is, I've done two, you know, the first one was 31 days and this last one was 40. And you go on there and, you know, you'll get everything that you need. So people are curious. People are curious, especially when you're healthy and they're looking at you being healthy.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm still trying to get there with fasting. So for those amount of days, I've only done it for three. And it's the first time I ever fast in my life. Just trading for 3 days. So I'm trying to graduate, but 30 days, you are magnificent. And I can imagine your energies being very strong, and you're able to feel people's energy because you just don't fast just to say, well, I want to lose weight or whatever. It's all about a spiritual consciousness.
Exactly. Even if that's not what you're going for, you know, even if you don't know what to expect out of it, that's going to be one of the biggest results is that feeling of oneness with everything, you know, with all living beings or, have you had any health issues that you've been able to overcome, or has it just been mainly the spiritual awakening, which is huge, so don't get me wrong. That is like the biggest impactor on our overall wellness, right? Because we, for the most part, we grow up with this idealistic view on what religion and how we are supposed to interact with one another. But as we both said just here tonight, we've not even experienced the type of love that most religious organizations talk about until you get to the symposium where all the pee drinkers are there convening and sharing so freely.
Yes. Well, you know, I initially, when you hear any kind of therapy or anything that people are doing differently, the first thing that you thought about, and I also thought about, was how can I benefit from it physically? I did not say that to AK, but in my mind I was thinking it. I have issues such as eczema, thyroid condition, and when I started drinking for, it had been maybe 6 or 7 months, and my thyroid has been pretty much, you know, with the medication, it was okay with the medication, and all of a sudden it started going off balance. It's like I had too much of the thyroid medication. And I was like, oh, my God, I called you. And I called mm-hmm. the more people who are urine drinkers. I said, oh, my goodness, thyroid means your hormones. What is going on here? How am I going to deal with this? So I called you, and as we were talking, I said, well, the urine works amazingly well. You'd be surprised at what it can do. And before I know it, I went to the doctor, and they began to slowly decrease my thyroid medication because I didn't need it anymore. I didn't need it anymore. So I am no longer on the thyroid medication. I had been taking that since I was 26 years old. So that is profound for me to be able to say that and to feel that, because anything that controls your hormones, especially us being women, we don't want anything bothering our hormones, right?
So right.
I was so elated and thankful that our urine, my urine, has treated this for me. And I don't have the eczema breakouts like I did before. So that is, I am just so happy about all of this. I'm just overwhelmed. And I'm working on one more thing.
Okay.
I'm working on one more thing, and I'm giving it time because it deals with the lungs. So I'm giving it time, and I do have faith, because if it has done this for me, along with the spiritual awareness and the urine therapy, I have no doubt that the lung situation will be handled as well. So we're happy. We're happy about this.
Yep. I know that's right. And one of the things you can do in addition to the drinking, Diana, is just take some and rub over your lung area. Just, you know, rub urine over your lung area and just let it sit there, let it rest there. Don't wash it off or anything. You will not have an offensive odor. I do it all the time when I shower, particularly, because if I take a bath, it's usually in the water. But when I take a shower, I'll just pour fresh urine over the top of my head and just air dry. And
yes.
Because everybody want to know, well, what's the name of that cologne that you're wearing, you know? So I just smile. I'll be like, oh, it's a special blend. So if you just rub that urine into your lung area, you will speed that healing that you're looking for, or whatever it is that you're looking for. So that's great.
Okay, definitely. Definitely. Yes.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So this is now then, you're going into a little over a year and a half.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what other things have you noticed have happened, like with your body? Have you you noticed weight loss or just an overall feeling of feeling better or healthier, or, you know, how has it impacted? So we know that you're off of thyroid medicine, and see that right there. Didn't you, when you started taking it, the doctor said something like you're going to be taking that the rest of your life?
Well, yes, that's what usually happens. you're on it. I have been on it since 26, and I am, you know, I am young still, but it's been, you get that, it has been a while. I've been on it over 20 years, so. To just be able to not take the medication is a release. It's brilliant. I love it. I have overall, I think overall my health, my well-being, I feel calmer. And that's a big plus, just the feeling of calmness that I've noticed even upon the initial urine drinking, I noticed that there was something about me that changed. And it went from a sense of, I'm still like, I like to have fun and laugh and play, you know. But still, I noticed a sense of more calmness because of the drinking. And I'm glad of that. I've had my young adults to tell me, Mom, what's going on with you? You can get upset like you get upset when they do whatever, when youngsters do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I attribute that to urine therapy.
That's so cool that even your children notice it, huh?
Yes, yes, they notice.
Like, yeah, shoot, whatever do. She's doing, let her keep doing it.
Yes, yes,
beautiful.
Keep on
yeah.
doing it.
And you know,
I'm glad that
you looked more at ease this year. You know, you were much more comfortable. I believe in your own skin. You probably were trying to fill us out last year, even though you felt welcome. And I'm serious.
Yes, that's what we have to do. You were up in the house,
you know. Yeah, that was cool.
You know, that's what we have to do in the beginning. We have to kind of fill the situation out, even though.
Yes, ma'am.
Even though I was comfortable and I felt very welcome and very loved, you still want to assess the situation. This time, though, oh my goodness, it was even better than last time. It seems that all of us were just more focused on caring about and each other and.
Yeah.
Caring how we really felt and what we had been doing, and everyone was just so kind. I felt like I was with my family.
Yes, yeah. It was deeper. It was definitely a deeper.
That's the word.
Connection.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was a
yeah.
deeper connection. A deeper connection. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to next year. Where can we go?
I know, right?
Deeper, deeper, deeper.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have these things more often, man.
Yeah, every year we all build up with energy and love and gratitude and kindness and all those things, and once we see each other, we just have to shower it.
Yes.
On each other.
Yes.
Beautiful.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, there's no words. And at some point, I'm either going to find the words or word, or I'm just going to stop trying to put it into words, because it is the most beautiful experience ever. So that's the only way that I could sum it up for right now. And so that's why the first Tuesday of every month we come together and we have these discussions. Because just like the young man that I talked to this past weekend at the restaurant, you know, and having that discussion, his curiosity was highly piqued, because he's like, you got all this energy and you helping out, and I know you're not as young as these kids that are here. What are you doing with your life? You know, what is it that you do in order to live the way that you live? And like I said, you know, it took him a minute before he heard the word urine. And when he did, he was like, oh, I want to learn more about that, you know. So it's a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
But we've got a couple of people that want to join us on the line. So I'm going to take the first one, and I believe that's Miss Madeline. Is that you?
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
Hi, Madeline. I'm good. I am so great. Everything that you said, ditto. Ditto, ditto, ditto. The energy, the focus, the space to allow everything to just be without the judgment, and the being that with September of 2018 that I started, so I was just like a week in it when I first started, and so now that I'm a little more than a year in it, it's just been the most spectacular year of my life. How the words that I was writing this down a little while ago, and you were talking about how different you feel, and so it, who I had been is not who I am today. Since the first glass of my water, I am more in love with me than ever.
And
there's so much joy that's all seen is joy. It's amazing.
Yes, I when you said so in love with you, and that is something that I also can really identify with, because you become more in love with yourself. We have to love first, deeply, before we can really exuberate love to others. And
correct.
Those, I think, Sandy, when we were trying to find some words, that's one of them, is in love with self.
Yeah.
In love with
self. Perfect.
Madeline, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
because,
it's so,
you know,
felt.
We've been taught to do it the other way, you know, like, you only fully live as you're making these sacrificial offerings to others, and that's how you learn to love. But it's not. That is so against the natural flow, you know, because if you don't feel it for yourself, then it's all superficial, going outward toward other people.
Yeah, it's an empty vessel. Mm-hmm. It's an empty vessel rather than a full heart.
Mm-hmm.
So finding words, you know, I stumble over my tongue because I want to find words that express how it is that my body feels, because that's where the emotion is. That's where the, you know, our spiritual being is sitting inside of this beautiful vessel that we chose to walk around the planet on, and grateful, grateful, grateful always. But to find words to express those feelings, to find those feeling words, it's like, wow, I want some, but I haven't found them yet.
I know, right?
Yeah. But it was a reunion, wasn't it? It was a reunion in September. That's why it was so comforting, because it was a reunion. The family came back together again.
Yeah.
And it's so effortless. It's so beautiful. It's so giddy.
Yes.
And magic happens.
Yes, magic happens. Magic does happen.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, I'm glad that our water helps us to be able to awaken that inner power, so that we can utilize power and being able to actualize our inherent potential. And that is love and all of the wonderful things that go along with love and joy and giving. And when we're all together, our water has magnified us to a state of awareness, so that we can really be those people that any religion or anywhere else you go in the world, you're like, I can't feel this anywhere else.
No.
They aren't doing what we do.
Yeah. People still think that they need to be separate instead of united, you know, because the old saying, united we stand and divided we fall. And so, you know, with the ones who haven't a clue as to to fall in love with the self, they stand divided. And what we did was we came together united because we have one cause, and that's to share love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we open, because our hearts are open, everywhere we walk, everyone we interact with, every eye we catch and smile at, we've touched each other. Because in the law of one, how it's spoken is the self and the other self. So you are the other self to me, I am the other self to you, and collectively we are one.
Yes. That's a beautiful way to sum it up, Madeline. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Separation.
You know, I know for me, I didn't come looking for, you know, that particular offering, so to speak, or benefit from the symposium. But it was indeed a welcome and cherished gift, and it gets stronger and stronger every year.
Yeah, if we had been able to see it ahead of time, it would have spoiled the fun. Fun was the unknown.
Right.
I think
you got a valid point there.
Yeah, I
wouldn't have had it any other way. I walked into the room. I was late from various things that happened. I did tell everybody that. But when I walked in, it was as if everybody started screaming, "Oh, she's here!" And I thought I was queen on the throne. Just love just all over the room. Oh my goodness. And I, believe it or not, sometimes I'm in bed and that feeling comes back, all that love that was just poured upon me from entering the room.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. We should all feel like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring on our next caller, 916-862. I think that's Danielle.
Hello, my wonderful women of water. My queen status sister. What's going on? Hello, everybody. I'm just listening to you guys. I'm grinning from ear to ear. I got to stop skinning my teeth so hard. And I just have to say that, you know, I'm one of the females of this group that completely feels each and every one of you are on this line right now. And I have a little bit of all of your love in me, so that makes me super love.
Super love.
Yes.
Super love. And, you know, it takes a lot for somebody to go through what we've been through and be able to testify like we do. And I just know that all the years that I've been going to the symposium since the beginning, you know, my heart has just grown bigger and bigger. And it's so enlarged right now that all I just have to do is keep my statutes and my precepts, and I can manage all of this. I'm living on a whole nother level of life right now, and I owe it all to the water.
Yes.
From which I drink. The water is the reason. And I'm holding dear to it. And I've been talking to my sisters individually, you know, I just talk to my sisters because they all got something to teach a young girl like me. And I'm willing to learn anything I can about health, love, life. Oh, definitely. We have to learn this.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to see what transpires next year. Because I came home with a lot of information and a lot of willpower to do the things that I need to do to rid myself, because I'm not completely free of multiple sclerosis. I'm still afflicted, and it's going to be gone soon because my whole diet is going to change. and I'm eating vegan now, and I'm eating raw. Thanks to my sister who hooked me up with the tacos, Linda, and she's been walking me through it baby steps because I just don't get it sometimes. And, you know, I've been eating, I made some successful vegan tacos with, like, we had AK's sweet that she made.
Oh, yes.
The vegan taco with the romaine lettuce.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so I made some, and I can't stop eating them. That's all I want. That's all I want.
Absolutely.
And, I just want anybody, if you did make another recipe, Madeline, they turned out yummy delicious, my sister.
Yay.
Turned out yummy delicious.
Yeah. They're very liked, even though the other people that are in this house and eat meat. They still
love
mine.
I've been juicing. juicing and vegging and I just feel really, really good inside.
Great.
I lost
your
my butt.
Your urine will taste better too, than you.
Huh?
I say your urine will taste different too.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, when you stop all the processed stuff. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I did cheat because I had a graham cracker and peanut butter. That was my cheat.
Okay.
I had a graham cracker with peanut butter. I was like, oh my gosh, I just did this. And
you're on your way, though. You're on your way. You said that you will be released from multiple sclerosis, so you have that faith as well. We both have
that's
faith
right.
that we're still dealing with, but we have faith that we will definitely get over this because the proof is in the pudding. I have two illnesses that I no longer have that
Amen.
Does not bother me at all, and I don't have to be on the medication for it. So
that's right. I don't take medication at all.
We know what MS is, and we know that you're going to conquer that.
Right. The hardest part was getting over the pills. That was the hardest part was getting over those pills. And I went through heroin addictions with those pills that they gave me. They had me on opiates.
Yeah.
I had to get over the opiates, and that was the hardest thing to do. I mean, I sympathize for all those junkies out there. I sympathize.
Yes. Well, I think the doctor got us on is worse than that that street junk, you know, the street dope. And they doing it legally, you know.
Big Pharma, boy, they got it. They got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with Big Pharma. They can't have nothing of mine anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
They're going to have to fight me.
Right.
I'm done.
All right. So
they're going to have to fight me.
People. Let me see. Not to get in trouble. This is area code 702722. Give us your name and tell us who you are.
Greetings, beautiful sisters of mine.
Hello.
Hi there.
No. Guru.
Greetings.
I wouldn't have missed the show for the world. First of all, Sister Diane McLean, I told you the first day that I met you. I know who you are.
Here she is.
And I'm listening.
Here she is.
I'm listening, and if there's a heaven on earth, this is it for me. You know, because I'm listening to the nurturers of my spirit, you know, where my comfort is. Mm-hmm. You women, you sisters in this water have provided that for me in this meat suit, and I'm honored to be here. I'm in the fetal position at your feet. And I thank you for what you provide, especially what you give to this symposium, to me, and to all of us. Because you're the nurturers, you're the water bearers, you are the truth of what this is. In the next book that they leave on the earth, the disciples are women. This y'all are magic. Y'all are really the power of the universe. And as the world opens their eyes, and when they say, I thirst and I hunger, they'll have stretched out hands to you. And I'm honored to be a part of it. I love all of y'all. Sister Linda, you are magic. All of y'all sisters, if I start naming y'all by name, I'm a Danielle, love you. Auntie, second to none. Madeline, you, come on, man. You, boss lady.
Anthony, this is my birthday month.
Oh, we're right on.
Yay.
And also,
happy birthday
to you. And also to Mama D. Mama D out there. It's her birthday.
Hello, Mama D.
Week. I'm sure she's going to take the month. Courtney Ann.
Yeah,
of course, Sister Tanya. I'm sure she's listening somewhere. Sister Shatan. Sister Casey. Sister Vanessa. In my mind, I'm saying, see what you started. You started naming.
Right. You're doing wonderful.
If I don't mention your name right now, I'm thinking about you. I love you. Sister Janine Jackson, if you're listening, press the one. She hasn't been to a symposium yet, but she's a sister that I've known since she was 15, and I'm 3 years older than her. She's been drinking her water. She wants to tell her story. She's an interesting sister. She knows the children of my mother. She grew up you know, like her little sister, so it's a real interesting connection. She's a magic lady, and you know, these are your sisters. Sister Janine, if you're listening, press the one, introduce yourself. I love y'all. If you're listening by radio, my name is Anthony A.K. King, wateroflifesymposium.com. You can register now for next year. Looking forward to seeing all y'all. Going back on mute.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, if you're not talking, put your phones on mute. It makes the show sound that much clearer when we listen back to the archives. Auntie, I love you. Love all y'all. Life,
more.
Love, and wellness.
We love you, too.
So we do have two more people. So the first is area code 951-524. Tell us who you are.
That's me. I'm Janine, the one that Anthony was just speaking of. And like you said, I've never been to a symposium, but I plan to go to the next one.
Bienvenue,
sister. It's beautiful listening to you ladies. I heard such love and joy in your voices, and I hope that's what you hear in mine.
Yes, ma'am.
We're looking forward to meeting you next year.
I look forward to meeting you, too.
Yes, ma'am. Cool, cool. So what has your experience been like so far?
Well, my creative spirit is really opening up. I write, and
okay.
I'm more alive, more vitalized, more energetic since I've been drinking of myself. I need to learn more. Like when you guys were talking about the, I think you said something about like doctrine. Someone mentioned that going by the rules, I guess, that you guys came up with that help everyone to do it correctly. I need to learn more about it, and I'm wide open to learning. That's definite. But I'm very much in touch with my inner spirit, and I want it to be clean always.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. There's really not any rules because your body will tell you what it is that you need to do for the best, to get the best benefits from drinking of your urine. I'm not sure if you're talking about the statement that I made with Danielle, but you can, or I can taste the difference in my urine.
Yeah,
especially because my body does not tolerate gluten very well, and sometimes I try to eat a biscuit or pita bread, you know, or something like that, and my skin will start itching, you know, with the eczema, psoriasis. And then also I can taste it in my urine. So it's like my body is like, you know what, you know you can't eat this crap. Why you keep trying? You know, but there's no rules per se, but, you know, because there's people that have not changed their eating, but they're drinking their urine. So it's not really rules so much, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, cool. Welcome to the family.
It'll make you change your diet.
Yes.
The urine will make you change your diet. The water. It talks to you.
And I have used it in my eyes. It's really helped my vision.
I do also.
Yes, it's really helping my eyes a lot. And that's a wonderful thing.
And in my ears. And I learned last year how to drink it through my nose, Miss Janine.
Okay.
And there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes you breathe a lot clearer, especially if you have any allergies or there's, you know, dust in the air. It just helps you to breathe.
Yeah, and the skin. It's very good for the skin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wash my face with it and my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's veterans on this phone, Ms. Janine. Do you have any questions?
Okay.
Some deep-rooted sister on this phone that can help
okay,
you
I do
answer
have a question.
Pretty much any
I do
question.
Have a question. Okay. Say that you urinate and then you drink it, and then you keep having to urinate a bunch of times, and you just keep drinking it. And
you're looping your water.
Okay. So that's
they call
a good
it
thing,
looping.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that good? Okay.
Excellent.
I just wondered because I was doing it. And I said, am I doing this right? Who do I ask? And how do
yeah.
I do it?
She's a looper, lady. She's a looper.
Yes.
Congratulations.
All the time.
You know what? You're doing well to
yeah,
have little
instruction.
You're doing so well just on your own.
Yeah. But there's
I'm
no
never really on my own.
Well, welcome.
But thank
welcome,
you. I'll listen now. I'm going to continue to listen.
Please do.
All right, Miss Denise.
Okay,
right,
what pleasure to meet
you.
Okay.
Just hold on. Mute your phone, though, so that because the mics are real, real sensitive.
Oh,
and then
okay.
when you want to, you know, come back on, you have something else to say, just unmute it, and we'll be here for, we got another about 25 minutes on the call.
Okay, thank you all.
Oh, thank you. And our next person is 702469.
Greetings, you water lappers. This is Casey.
Casey.
Hey, Casey.
I know.
Greetings.
Greetings.
What beautifulness all through this phone.
Yes, it is. And you guys are beautiful. And I just want to tell you guys, it is such a pleasure and honor to be in the presence of all of you guys. Auntie Sandy, Madeline, Diane, Danielle, I love you guys. And Janine, I look forward to meeting
you. Love you.
And
love
I would
you
say,
guys.
Janine, keep drinking. I always say the water is the one thing in life that I found that I can't control. So I would just say keep drinking and don't look back because it'll tell you what to do. You know, with the consumption
yes.
right now, what I'm
yes.
going through, which
yes.
which I've been through, been going through since I've been drinking my water, but it's extra strong right now. It's consumption. You know, I'm like maybe 8 to 10 pounds underweight because my water is just telling me no, no, no. I have the desire for food. It's just so it's like a seesaw, you know. So, but I'm drinking and I feel great, you know. And sometimes I'm like, am I losing too much weight? But I keep going, you know. And that's just what I say to myself. This is just what it is. You know,
yeah.
That's my question too, Casey. And I just keep
on
doing it.
I've done the raw, I've done the juicing, I've done it all. But the water is the it's the last resort to me for everything that I do. So I just roll
ditto.
With it like that. Yeah.
But you know, Casey,
as long as you feel fabulous, because
yeah,
I have lost 10 pounds in the last, thank you. I'm really blown away.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big woman. I was 125 pounds. Now I'm 115.
See?
And I feel better than I've ever felt in my whole entire life. And I'm 5'5".
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, I'm pushing 115, guys. 115 to 115 and 118.
Mm-hmm. So I just say the weight's not supposed to be there right now.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Don't need it. I got a man.
Well, you know,
bragging again. Bragging again.
But you know,
that wasn't bragging. That was a statement.
Oh, of course. You know I'm kidding you, Danielle. I love you so much.
I love you too, Bodhi.
I'm just jealous, that's all.
Hey, you got to take me as I am. Every olive oil needs her Popeye.
Right? The numbers now say that the average woman weighs 160 pounds. Wearing a size 14 or 16 or something like that, that's
statistics, huh?
In these publications, you know, in the magazines and stuff now. So
yeah,
the numbers, I think, Casey, are just arbitrary. You know, like somebody just wake up and they say, okay, well, let's say, you know, you only should have 10 pounds per inch or something. I don't know, you know. Well, where does all of this crap come from anyway? You know, you can
think weight becomes
beautiful.
A fad. It becomes a fad.
Absolutely.
We have always,
we
at one point, it was good to be, it's okay to be the Barbie. It's okay to be medium size, whoever, whatever we are, it's all okay. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Our
it
urine
is.
Sustains us. Our urine sustains us. When Sandy told
absolutely.
Me she fasted for 45 days with urine, that let me know your urine sustains you. You're still healthy. You're doing well. You're speaking well. You're looking beautiful.
Thank you.
So we're all good. We're good.
We are all good. And as I'm going through this transition with consumption, I'm watching the food dry up.
Somebody's got a lot of noise going in the background.
I don't have a desire to eat like I used to. And what I do eat, I choose my foods very carefully. I'm not all the way vegan, but I'm on my way because as you guys were saying, you can taste. If you don't like the taste, you don't want to drink your urine. You might want to take a little orange juice or whatever to put in it if you are not eating correctly. The foods are full of everything. So
absolutely.
We need to be able to become vegan or to everything to work as nice and clear and clean as it can. Danielle, we got to get rid of these extra illnesses. So we need to go all the way clean.
Yes,
anybody
ma'am.
Else out there who has
well, I'm working on it and I'm keeping a little
food,
journal of it, Miss Diane. I am keeping a little journal of what I'm doing. Because I don't believe I'm not eating the things that I used to eat. I'm turning my nose up. So I got to keep a journal so I realize where my journey is taking me right now. But, you know, I feel good. I feel really good inside. But just a little fatigue. Because I'm sending my body a different direction.
Right. Right.
So the fatigue that I'm resting, I'm letting my body do what it got to do.
Yeah, once it gets to where it needs to be, you know, we're not going to be able to keep up with you. You ain't going to need that little scooter thing that you had this year.
You're going to come travel the country with me, the world with me.
I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm not gonna need a scooter to do that.
Nope.
Come on, girl.
They call me.
Come
my
on.
Family calls me the Road Runner. They call me Road Runner.
We've got another caller joining us. 310-658.
Greetings, ladies. This is Shatan.
Hey.
Hello, what's up?
Hi.
How's it going? Oh, there it is, the
just wanted to chime in.
Welcome.
Yes.
Just want to.
We got our elevator is full right now, and we going up.
Yeah.
We got better and better.
Our elevator is getting full right now, and we going up and up and up.
What type of report you got for us,
Shatan? Well, I actually just chimed in because I was watching my son's basketball game.
I said, let me call in.
It's Tuesday, and AK did. He said, "Don't. It's Tuesday. This water wow is going to be on the radio." And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "You know what? I'll call in. I'm going to call in." But I just wanted to call in. I heard like the tail end of Diane like talking about her journey and like how it's changing the direction of how you're eating, Miss Diane, if I'm not mistaken. Is that where you were going? Because I kind of came in on the tail end. Yeah.
Yes, it has changed the direction.
I can attest to that because, like, I was eating, like, you know, I was eating normally prior to, you know, starting my journey with the water, but it did shift how I eat presently. And I agree with you. You can taste the, well, for me, I could taste the crap in the food. I remember one of my kids, somebody had some nachos, and they smelled so good. And I was like, oh, let me just have one. And I tell you, I bit that chip, and it tastes like some cardboard. And I said, well, what is this? I said, well, where'd you get this one? And they're like, it's bomb. You don't like it. I was like, it tastes like some cardboard. I was like, you know what? That's what I get for begging. I don't want that. It's a journey. But it's
a journey. Yeah.
It's a cool night, and it's interesting to watch everything unfold.
Mm-hmm. I miss you, Shatan.
I miss you, too.
I miss talking to you. And that zebra crunch, I'll be ordering a little bit of that soon. That's my passion right now, guys.
That'll be your cheat, Danielle.
That's my cheat. Yes, ma'am.
The holidays are here. You may cheat.
Well, Shatan's son is out there. I don't know what the right terminology is.
Falling out of control. Amy?
Balling out of control.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Like that. Yep.
Yes.
Banging. Yeah.
I wish it was my original words, but it's not. He balling out of control. I follow him.
Yeah.
He's cool. And he's gorgeous.
Mama.
He's such a cutie pie. Yeah, you make pretty babies.
He looks so much like his mother.
Congratulations, Todd.
Thank you.
That is her twin.
Indeed. Yeah. He is. That's Shatan Jr. With a deep voice. But her daughter looks like her too. So hey, I said she makes beautiful babies.
Yeah.
I don't think I know what either one of them's dad looks like, but I know you're in them so deep that it's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty.
They're cute babies.
And so anybody that's listening that's not familiar with the women that are on the show right now that I'm talking, you'll get it, you know, because we're so free with compliments and loving on each other. So, you know, there's no jealousy. There's no competition. We can freely offer compliments and love to each other, and I believe that's a part of the benefits as well of being, you know, united in the water. So, you know, because some people may be listening like, well, what are they talking about? You know, so it's just that's how we commune with one another. Yeah.
Yes.
We have so much love and regard for each other.
There's a lot of power on this phone.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're the wow
factor.
We stayed
Being
a while.
Being nourished is so wonderful because that's ultimately where the water has led us to be. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
The love.
I wonder
the
if
love.
Minnie's listening. Line. Minnie, she would have chimed in. Did Minnie come on?
Amniotic fluid. That amniotic
we have an
fluid
incredible family here.
With all the urine.
This is an amazing family that we've created.
Yeah.
And we're all the creators. Because we came together
not knowing what we were going to manifest.
And here we are manifesting the most powerful women on the planet because
yes,
we stand united with one another. Holy, holy, holy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm finding
we have
power.
The tool to hold the amniotic fluid.
What'd you say, Casey?
I was just saying I'm finding the power of just showing up as I am. And
exactly.
Seeing, you know, experiencing what comes after that. You know, and it's nonstop. The amazement is nonstop. The recognition is nonstop. Even with the food, you know, I know I'm very aware. You know, the space that I'm in, but for me, it's the recognition. I see the food drying up, so I know what it is, you know.
Right.
I love my fruits and vegetables. You guys know that, but I even see the fruits and vegetables dry. I'm like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's
going to go
a
straight water.
Journey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think
straight
you drink
water.
Your water, and that voice always just drink your water, drink your water. That voice is always in my head, you know.
Yeah.
So I see what it is as I'm going through this, you know, transition. So.
So Casey, are you more toward urine only, and slowly, or eliminating food altogether, or?
Well, this week, yeah. Well,
okay.
You know, this is a state, so I just have to look at it for what it is. You know, I drink my water all day.
Okay.
So, yes, eliminating food, definitely. I definitely am. I had avocados in the refrigerator, and I didn't even want those.
Mm. I just threw one away today.
You know, so it's really... Yeah. And what was it, Danielle?
An avocado, okay. Just like you said. That tripped me out.
Right. And I
threw it away today. So do I.
Yeah, I love avocados.
The outside didn't look right. I didn't even open it. I just threw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you're being led to only just drink your urine? No food,
absolutely.
Just only urine. Because you're losing all of your... taste for everything. You have no control over this.
Right. And
well, have you noticed?
It just shows me, it proves to me that we're going to drink our way out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're not going, there's
Amen.
Going to be a time where the grocery stores are going to close. It's happening right now. You know, I've been saying for the longest, we're in a famine right now. It just hasn't gotten to its worst yet because the grocery stores are still open.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I read an article the other day, and it was talking about, it listed a list of states that were full of obesity. And I'm reading, you know, the diseases and the conditions, and I'm looking at, they're showing pictures of these kids and families, and everyone's obese. And I'm like, is food supposed to make you look like this? No. You know, there was a time where, you know, being overweight, you find one person out of, you know, so many people. There was a time where, you know, I grew up in a time where people were fit and they took care of themselves. Not anymore. Everyone's sick. And when I say everyone, I say everyone because, you know, if you look and you see the majority of people around you that are limping and, you know, overweight and kids walking down the street overweight with these old-looking bodies, you know, these are kids that are in grade school, so, you know, it's recognition. So, Diane, to answer your question, absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I think Danielle
you're being prepared.
Well,
Ma'am?
Go ahead, son.
Say that again, Dan. Diana?
No, I was about to say it seems to me that Casey is being prepared for what's to come. Because when you start the process of elimination and not wanting anything to eat, that's a whole different level. And I think it's a whole different level of consciousness as well. So we're all trying to, at least I want to get to that point as well, that the urine is leading all of us, but it has led you there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful.
Yes, it has.
That's the thing.
Amen,
you know,
to that.
Danielle said it also when she said she could taste the, no, that was Shatan. She could taste the crap in the food. That was so appropriate right there because, like I went out with my son and some of his friends the other day and I wanted to just be social. You know, I wasn't tripping on all of that. And the food was really different. All I could say, you know, it was really different. But and so Casey, I can get what you're saying about, you know, not really having a taste for that stuff because there's really no taste in it. And you gotta just, you know, like just pour all these sauces and all this stuff on top of it because the item itself you don't know what it is anyway, you know?
We don't know what we're eating.
I think they mass produce everything, which ultimately takes the taste away. And then they add other things, high fructose corn syrup. They don't even use that in Europe. But
they strip the nutrients and replace it with poison.
Yep.
But that's their game. That's what they're doing, stripping everything valuable in the food source and replacing it with artificial ingredients.
Sure.
Flavor and for taste. If it tastes good, it ain't good for you.
And that's part of it. That's part of it, Danielle. But also, they do it to preserve the food. So, you know, they gotta have like a 2-year shelf life of this stuff. And if you think about that, you know, like what are they putting in this stuff that'll make it sit on the shelf? Yeah. It's like a Twinkie. And I usually be a Twinkie queen, right? But Twinkies don't get hard. They don't change color.
Oh,
you can leave them there for 2 years and it's still the same Twinkie, you know? And so.
Dang.
Yes.
That is scary.
A lot of stuff I don't eat anymore.
Because you know why they put that stuff in it. They put that poison in it.
Yeah.
That monosodium glutamate and all this aspartame and all of this weird stuff. I can't even, if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. Zaxxerling gum. And I'm like, okay.
I love the fact that we're all doing our best to, you know, consume and eat because that's what we do every day. I see the posts and the gardening and I love it. I absolutely love it. I also think, why they're selling our seeds back to us. They're taking it out of the fruit and selling it back to us.
Right.
You know, so again,
ain't that
I see the food drying up. Yeah. You know, peaches
we
are
be
as hard as apples now. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what the water does, as far as I'm concerned. It makes us smarter, not in a egotistical way. It makes us smarter and more aware of what's going on around us. And you just be like, oops, no, I don't want that.
Auntie Sandy.
That's all. You know, you don't have to say it. You just don't do it. So.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
The water opens up your eyes because in 2020 we got to have real clear vision on what they're doing to us.
You better say that again.
Yeah.
2020.
We need
our vision has got to be clear.
With all this 5G and it's the water, we got to keep drinking because these weapons
eat to live
are
or
out
don't
there.
Eat at all. You'll still live.
You'll still live if you don't eat. Food is overrated, especially breakfast, lunch, and dinner all in one day. Who thought of that? Breakfast, lunch,
industry.
And dinner. You have to. I'm going to give you an hour to eat lunch, and your dinner will be ready at 7.
That's interesting.
So don't forget, let's go to breakfast tomorrow morning. Break.
It's crazy. But
yeah, man,
really,
it's definitely
really. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that TV, that idiot box. That's what does that. IHOP is having a new Christmas pancakes with the sprinkles on it.
But they make this food with
kids
all
eat
these
free.
Colors.
Right,
yeah,
and kids eat free.
Say,
Mom, let's go.
The kids say, let's go.
It's pretty. Auntie Sandy, I want some sprinkles on my pancakes.
We're definitely being manipulated in all kinds of ways. Sometimes I wonder, we know it's towards the sun, I wonder about weather manipulation as well.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. The weather in Vegas when we were there for the symposium, it tripped me out. I stared at it and talked to God about that one.
Yes. When have you guys ever noticed that it's cold across the whole United States? This haven't happened. California don't get down into the 40s, in the low, like 40 and 41.
30s, it's in the 30s now. Yes, yes.
Yes, hey, I read that.
We better wake up. We better wake up.
Oh, we are so awoke.
Tight in the face. Yep.
Yeah, it's the cold
time
after these fires.
Satellites and everything up there, and they're draining the oil out of the earth. We have the core, the mantle, everything that the earth consists of. You would think sooner or later that something is shifting. We're doing too much. They're manipulating too much. We're not going to have the earth to live on if they keep doing this. I really believe that they're manipulating the weather. So why is it that Puerto Rico was destroyed? Why
they left it
that?
There.
Oh,
they left that storm over Puerto Rico. They put that storm over Puerto Rico and left it.
Certain areas are really more devastated than others. You ever think about why?
Yeah, you're right.
Ooh, I read about why. I sure did find out why they did that.
Yes,
well,
they are manipulating the weather.
Bottom line,
saying,
Casey, they're manipulating the weather.
Drink your water.
Drink up.
More in tune, right?
That's
so
right.
We're down to the last few seconds of the show.
It has been a pleasure.
I would like for you to close you guys with some words of wisdom. I'm going to close everybody else down so that I could have Diana close us out, and we'll just hear her voice for right now. Thank you all for joining in with us. All right, Miss Diana, you got about 60 seconds.
All right. Thank you, Sandy. It has definitely been a pleasure that all of the ladies came on and AK to join us in this conversation. I am just overwhelmed with all of the knowledge that we have gotten out of this, and especially being able to just put into words the best we can with all of our experiences that we have and still are going through by drinking urine, and the experiences we have from the symposium is just absolutely wonderful, and how we are going to continue to grow and to be and to excel, to be the women of the water, to be able to rule the world because we have a knowledge that no one else has. It is a supreme knowledge that comes from our source. And the urine leads us to our source. I truly know and I believe. Thank you.
Thank you. Very well said. Thank you for taking time and
being so gracious to share of yourself with us tonight. And so we're closing out. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I love all of you. Thank all of the women that came on. Thank you, AK. I love you, nephew. And you guys, I got a new show on Thursdays. It's 2 o'clock Eastern time during the day. It's called Now What? Where Do I Go From Here? Love you. See you next Tuesday and on Thursday. Bye. Bye.